Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were taught that there is no better book for a Christian to read and to learn about God than the Bible. So, let's start the week with that thought today. Foundation for the Bible. You know what? I don't like going to seminars. Now, I went to a few seminars. I quit going to them. I like going to the Sword Lord Conference where they're preaching the Word. Go to a seminar, and invariably, at each one of these, I say, now, you preachers now, you're too heavenly-minded to be any earthly good. I don't know if that's ever happened, but I do know that there are too many that are too earthly-minded to be any heavenly good. But they would say, now, you need to read books. You need to read books about business. You need to read books about psychology and the day and all these other things that you need to read books about. Oh, they're such good books and all these. And half the people that wrote those books, if they're saved, they're so liberal or they're contemporary, they're modern, it's the best. And they want us to receive the witness of men over the witness of God. Now, look. The Holy Ghost is given to every saved person. If a preacher doesn't have the Holy Ghost, that preacher's not saved. Get in the Word. You got to meditate in it. You got to pray in it. Look, I've read the Bible through at least once every year, and sometimes more, since 1974. I started in 1974, read it through two or three times over the next few years in a year, and kept reading it more. Now, I'd say about the last 15 to 20 years, I just read it once through, and then I study one book of the Bible the rest of the year. Usually the first 6 months I read the Bible through, and the last 6 months I just get right down into one book of the Bible, hence things such as this right here in 1 John. And I'm saying that there is no greater book than the Bible and the Holy Ghost who teaches it. We need to ask the Lord to open our understanding and allow the Holy Ghost of God to teach us so that we can grasp what he's saying. Now look, as I said, since 1974, so what is that, about 44 years now? And so I've read it through 44 times for sure, probably closer to 50 times. I know the New Testament, I've done far more than that. So what I'm saying is this. I feel like the biggest dummy in the world when I read it again, because I keep asking myself, almost every day, how did I miss that? And I'll see teachings and things because it's a supernatural book and there's so much more to learn. And so you can have men's book, but I like the book of books that will never pass away. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven and it's not going to pass away. Now, I know we have what they call the King James controversy. There's no controversy to it. It stood the test of time. The Textus Receptus for the New Testament, the Masoretic text for the Old Testament. And so many tried to change it. The way you change the scriptures, they thought, well, just change the manuscripts. And so that's what they did, and they get corrupted manuscripts. I remember one I spoke with in a college saying, well, you know, Psalms 119, verse 89 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I come to find out that their university, that was their standing. They said, well, it's only preserved in heaven, not on earth. Well, as they began to learn, as some of us ignorant preachers had to teach them, those so well-educated people about the Bible teaching over and over that even though we're ignorant heathens, we can see that the Bible teaches over and over that it was preserved on heaven and earth. And so, when you read Psalms 12, 6, and 7, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of fire of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Now, what you need to understand about this generation, heaven does not have generations. Generations are only on earth. There wasn't generations in heaven. So the generations on earth is where they are, and he said he'd preserve it there. But you know what? It's not just there. What about Matthew 5:18? Now, do you think Jesus got something wrong? He said, verily, I say unto you, till heaven and earth. He said, and earth. Until heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. So the question you have to ask yourself, has heaven and earth passed? Has it passed? I mean, that's a logical question. This is what Jesus said. So, if it hasn't passed, then evidently the Word of God is still preserved here on earth. Now, there are many other verses we could go into. I just gave you a couple there. Now, after they had all these kind of proofs given to them from the Word of God, guess what they did? They changed their philosophy. You might say their doctrine. Now, instead of saying it's preserved only in heaven, they realize it's on heaven and earth. So now, guess how they cover it up? It's preserved in all the manuscripts, which the ones they use for their perverted Bibles is included. Now look, they have about 40-something sets of manuscripts for their perverted Bibles. But most all these other versions are from that those perverted manuscript. They have about 40-something of those, whereas there's about 5,400 of the Textus Receptus. And so I find it very interesting that within their own, it has a multitude, even thousands, of disagreements within those sets of manuscripts that they use for their perverted Bibles. Thousands of disagreements within their own sets. Now, they think we're ignorant, but I think they're more like the Bubbas and the Elmers who call us ignorant. They won't accept the truth, so they seek to come up with new theories when the old one is proven that they had to be absurd. And rather than accept the truth of God, they've got to come up with something new. So it appears the philosophy that they had about the Bible, and many times, let me tell you this, you know what that stems from? They go to a so-called Christian college or university that has purported to be fundamental college or university. And they took that stand, and now it's been shot to pieces, and they hate it. They get mad. But rather than to rejoice in the truth that they have a preserved word, they want to do something else to try to confuse it. God is not the author of confusion. They're saying the Word of God is preserved in all the manuscripts. That means that even those that have errors, and we're to try to figure out what is erroneous and what is not. I imagine that's why about every 3 to 4 years, they have to change their manuscripts and they give updated things. Now, I don't think that's why. I think they do it because it's more money. Keep doing that. It ends up making them a lot more money. And so they change it about every 4 years. And most times they have less Bible than they had before. So I just think it's all right to let you know what they're doing. I had a man some time ago that was working for us, and one day he just said to me, you know what? And he went to one of those universities. I would not enter a church that if it said King James Version on its sign out front. He went on to tell me, he doesn't smoke, but he sees nothing wrong with smoking. He doesn't think it would be any worse than drinking a cup of coffee. Well, I told him I don't like the taste of coffee, so he wouldn't have an argument with me, but I've never seen anybody dying from coughing from drinking their coffee like they die from puffing on their cigarettes. I don't see them up half the night coughing from coffee like they do from cigarette. But that's what he told me. Of course, he's also no longer with us. He was dispatched not long after that, may I say that. Now, is it not interesting that those Pharisees teamed up with the Sadducees against Jesus? I find that very interesting. The Pharisees, oh, they had all this stuff on the law, and because of their rabbinical writings and their oral traditions, they all of a sudden had their own truth that many times tried to reverse what the Word of God had to say. And so, with those traditions and rabbinical writings, they became stronger than the Word itself. On the other hand, the Sadducees, they didn't believe in a resurrection like the Pharisees did. The Sadducees were very liberal in that respect. So, Jesus didn't look at, and let me just straighten this up. People look at fundamentalists because the standards they have as Pharisaical. That is a lie out of hell. And the devil does want you to believe that. Satan wants you to believe that very strongly. What I want you to understand is this. The Pharisees tried to amend the Ten Commandments we said earlier. They attacked Jesus about his disciples getting something to eat as they walked through the field on the Sabbath. And they were trying to change that. And their various oral traditions, as well as their rabbinic writings, were replacing the Word of God. Now look, new evangelicals, liberals, want to change the Bible. Fundamentalists stick to the Word of God. Do you remember when Jesus would answer, "It is written"? He said that to the devil. When the Pharisees questioned him in the book of Matthew there, he says, "It is written in the law." And so, Jesus stuck to the Word of God. So, if you want to call somebody a legalist, I guess you have to call Jesus Christ a legalist who knows nothing about grace.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant.